Before you go.
It's always been troubling to me that Louis Capaldi can't sing. That is, that's good stuff here at Sunny 101.9. And before you go, always good to check in with good friends of the program, and always good, Walter, to be talking about things that are actually happening.
That's right. Marlon Lee, Executive Director of the Calumet Theater, joins us once again. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you guys asking me to join you again.
Well, you've got something happening this weekend.
Well, yeah, you've got something that's actually going on, and that gives us a thrill because this is actually going to be really cool. Can you tell folks exactly what you're up to?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Yesterday, I came into work, and I usually come in the side door that's off to the side of the stage, and we had one of the bands already setting up, you know, the night before, and actually did a rehearsal. So I walk in, I'm going, wow, there's a drum kit, and there's amps, and microphones, and monitors. Yeah. I think we're going to have a show.
That's right.
And we are. Coming up on Saturday from 5 to 9, it's Red Metal Music Fest 2, which is going to be the first in-house produced live stream event presented by the Calumet Theater. Now, it's free to view at CalumetTheater.com or via the official Calumet Theater Facebook page, but it is designed as a fundraiser for the theater, and we've got a trio of great bands that'll be performing, including Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band, Jeremy Rowe and the Dead Reckoning, and Chad Morgan and the Collective. And it's all starts at 5 p.m. this coming Saturday.
Now, Marlon, I've talked with you in the past about getting some live stream technology going at the theater and giving this a go, and this is a good way to test it, but you also were able to get some bands that probably, to be honest, were chomping at the bit to do a show, too.
Oh, absolutely. Folks are excited. The bands are excited about it. And, of course, we appreciate them, you know, donating their time and talent. This event originally was going to be, you know, a live audience event. Back in 2019 in November, we did Red Metal Music Fest, the first one, as a fundraiser. And we had the second one planned for November, but then, lo and behold, we got shut down. So we thought, okay, you know, give us a little time to work on this technology you speak of and see if we can't do this as a live stream thing.
Well, the entertainment kind of speaks for itself here, but how does this work as a fundraiser for folks? What do they need to look for? Or what do they need to know when they log in for this?
There'll be props. It should be fairly easy. In fact, today we're doing more or less kind of a dress rehearsal in a way without the bands, you know, running through the timeline of the performance and testing equipment. But you'll be able to donate via the theater website. You know, it's a PayPal thing. And there'll be plenty of reminders during the, you know, broadcast on how to do it. And it should be pretty simple, you know, for folks to donate. And we need their help, and we appreciate their help.
We're talking to Marlon Lee, Executive Director of the Calumet Theater. If people have questions on it, they want to see it, maybe they want to donate, but they can't even, you know, they can't see the show because they're busy. What's the best way to either find out more info or to give to help out the theater?
Well, again, it goes back to our website, CalumetTheater.com, and right there, you know, on your phone or on your desktop, very close to the top of the page, there's, you know, several hot buttons, and one of them is, you know, donate to the theater. And we've also got one that, you know, leads you to our online merch store, another one to become a theater member, another button to purchase tickets for shows. Speaking of which, we are planning and booking for our 2021 schedule, and we've kind of backloaded the schedule. We'll be announcing that later in the spring, and hoping that we're going to be able to open up and actually see some smiling faces occupy the seats in the theater.
Well, we certainly appreciate you giving us an update today on what's happening this weekend. Again, what's the schedule and where do folks need to go to see the show?
All right. It's Red Metal Music Fest 2 from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it starts, Uncle Pete's going to be kicking it off, followed by Jeremy Rowe and the Dead Reckoning and Chad Morgan and the Collective. Go to CalumetTheater.com or you can check out the event on our official Facebook page.
Well, as always, Marlon, a pleasure to have you on. Best of luck with the show, and I know hope we get a lot of people to peek in on it and give a couple of bucks to the theater as well.
Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Talk to you again soon. Marlon Lee, Executive Director of the Calumet Theater, they're joining us this morning at Red Metal Music Fest 2. this Saturday starts at 5 at their website and on Facebook.
And you bring up an interesting point. It's going to be a great show because you have bands who've not been able to do anything. So if you think they're going to put on a good show, you're right.
Yeah, so look in. We'll have this interview at our website at sunny.fm in just a little bit, and we'll be sure to put in the contact information as well so you can watch the show.
Not bad today, but warmer for the weekend. TV6 meteorologist Jennifer Perez with the details in just a moment here at Sunny 101.9.
Mark Tran, we strive.